This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today, crews will begin drilling a recovery well in Bucks County, the site of a broken pipeline that leaked jet fuel into water wells in Upper Makefield Township. KYW's Tim Jimenez is there this morning and joins us live with the latest. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Carol. And crews will be out with their heavy equipment in the Mount Air section of Upper Makefield. It'll be a construction in the middle of the neighborhood as crews install a couple of recovery wells that will collect petroleum from the groundwater. Energy Transfer, Sunoco's parent company, confirmed that jet fuel from a 14-inch pipeline leaked and contaminated six private wells. They made that announcement at the end of January, but residents here, they say that they've been smelling jet fuel as far back as September 2023. So they want answers, and they've been expressing their concerns at several public meetings in the last month or so. They wonder how long their water has been contaminated, and they're worried about potential long-term effects. In response, treatment systems have been installed in dozens of homes here, with more on the way. Earlier this month, state officials also ordered Energy Transfer to provide bottled water to the affected residents. The residents are glad to have that water, but they're saying that's not sustainable. That's not something that can continue. And now the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office, Carol, is also involved. Officials confirm that they opened up a criminal investigation.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.